Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? We are heard all across the World Wide Web. I am so excited to have all of those that are tuning in today, that are checking us out, coming in to the show. Listen, you know how we do. We have a phenomenal show lined up and set up just for you today. And so I am excited. My first guest is hanging out in the virtual green room, and I'm going to be bringing her up to the mic. I'm telling you what, she has an amazing resume. But you know what? You know how I like to do. I like to do the get to know you behind the scenes type interview, so that you get to meet our guests. And then, of course, we'll chat about some good things for you. So what I want you to do is jump on Facebook and jump on Twitter and jump on wherever you are and say, hey, you need to come out and you need to check out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. It's going down right now. And so follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Follow me on Instagram, and Instagram is instagram.com/CharvetteM. There you go. And we are so excited to have all of those that are listening in from our broadcast stations, listening in from iTunes, our mobile app, and then certainly all of our broadcast stations. We appreciate you. We appreciate you here. All right. So I'm excited to go ahead and jump in and get the ball rolling with today's show, because we have two dynamic guests. And I am telling you what, my first guest, Davina Janile, is joining us right now. I'm going to be bringing her up to the mic. She's a behaviorist, a relationshipologist coach, a speaker, an early interventionist, clinical trainer, and you know what? That gives fresh, raw, and real perspective on mental illness, career development, autism, entrepreneurship, and relationship coaching for single and divorced women. She is also a co-author in the newly released Unchain My Legacy, and so we're going to get to hear all about her chapter. And that's going to be our first segment. But we want you to stick around, because in our second segment, we're going to be bringing up to the mic Toni M. Winston. You all know her as the Follow the Pink Squirrel. She refers to herself as a pink squirrel because she has so many hats that she wears. She's a lifestyle and resource coach. She's an author. She's a meeting and event planner, an organic gardener, and you can add a blingologist to the list. She has this amazing shoe line of bling out Converse, so you got to check it out. But more importantly, she's the founder of an amazing workshop and event called From Vision to Victory, a vision board event. Just consider your vision board on steroids. That's basically what it is, and we're going to be chatting it up. I thought it was a good time of year to bring Toni in and talk about your visions and your goals and where you are a little bit past the midway point in the year. You still have time to tackle those things that are on your vision board that you put up in January. And so that's why we brought Toni in. All right. So let's go ahead and jump right on in. I'm bringing my first guest up to the mic, and we're excited to have her coming live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hello, Davina. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello, everyone. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing today?
Hot in Atlanta.
It's hot. Well, listen, it's muggy here in Richmond, raining and hot. So, you know what? What can we do? What can we do? In a few months, we'll be saying, "Oh, it's cold." Now, I don't know, because Atlanta, y'all don't get snow like that, do y'all?
We don't. No, we don't really get seasons down here.
Okay. So that's that. So let's chat. I'd love to just let our listeners know a little bit about you. We've had the honor to have a number of the co-authors in Unchain My Legacy stop through for interviews and come through the virtual studio, and always kind of start with the background story. So tell us a little bit about, you know, the area that you're, the field that you're working in right now and how you got started in it.
Absolutely. I am a behaviorist, behavior analyst, behavior scientist. I answer to all of them. And
okay.
I work with children and adults with developmental disabilities and mental illness, particularly those with autism or schizophrenia. I didn't always do this. I actually used to be a data analyst, corporate America, out in Charlotte, working for banks and logistics companies. And I just, it just wasn't my passion. It wasn't something I really wanted. I was tired of looking at the computer and a desk and was like, I like looking at graphs, but I want to be active. So
right.
I left my six-figure job, moved to Atlanta, started working for a psychiatric hospital for $11 and worked my way back up and started my own business.
And here we are. So how did you know this was the area, you know, this is your area to work in, your passion and your field?
I was working in the summer, and I remember meeting a little kid who I felt needed more help and attention than what he was getting for his age during early intervention. Mm. And someone was like, oh, I think he has autism. And I'm like, oh, okay, what is that?
Yeah.
What is autism? So I looked it up, and I was like, okay, let me give the mom some information. She's an immigrant. She's not familiar with this. And I kind of just fell in love with that and getting her help. And I was like, okay, I enjoy this, but I still didn't know if I want to be a therapist or if I wanted to be a social worker. And I met a African-American, my mentor, lady who was like, yeah, have you heard of applied behavior analysis? And I was like, no. And she was like, well, just shadow me. So I shadowed her, and I was like, oh, my God, this is like the best of both worlds. I get to work with children and adults, helping them with their mental illness or developmental disability, and I get the graphs. I get to look at stats. Oh, this is for me. Sign me up. Let me go back to grad school. Let me go ahead and give Sally Mae some more money.
Right.
And go on about my life. And that's how I fell in love with it.
And so how do you describe, if someone says, well, what is the difference between a behaviorist and a therapist? How do you help people kind of understand?
Absolutely. I tell people a therapist, I work with them, but they work on your feelings. They help you out. They make you feel good. Me, I use science. I use science to identify your behavior that you want to change. And we work on changing that to reaching your goal. And that could be from a child with autism or disability that cannot speak. And I work with them to help them speak. It could be they don't know daily living skills. I can help them daily living skills. Some of them have, some children have, adults have aggression. Yeah. I help them reduce their aggression. I've even helped people who don't have a developmental disability or mental illness with, like, losing weight, how to write a behavioral contract and stick to it and actually lose the weight. So I focus on behaviors.
Okay, great explanation there. And so working with children, now you do work definitely with adults because of that relationship piece. So how did you get into the relationship coaching side of things?
It's because I've lived it.
Okay.
I've met in my field we change behaviors, and you actually have some people who literally focus on changing the behaviors of their spouse. Something that agitates them or something they just really can't, you know, stand, so they do that. So I was kind of like, I can kind of bridge into that background. Plus, I can take my own experience as someone who is a divorcee, someone who has been through relationships, who has friends, who still call me to this day with their relationship problems. And I see like a, I see a trend with a lot of women, especially when you get in your 30s and up, and you,
yeah,
you kind of go through shifts. Who you were when you were 18, who you were when you're 21, 25, 30 and up, it changes. And I say when you get in your 30s and up, you're very much so career driven, which
mm-hmm.
can have it can have a shift in your and change in your relationship. So I've been through it, and I see women going through it. So I was like, I can help them. You know, I can bring my behavior piece, but I can also bring that real life I've been through it component.
Right. Awesome. And so from a behavior standpoint, because that makes complete sense, because a lot of times when there are issues in relationships, it is related to a behavior, either something somebody shouldn't be doing or something somebody should be doing. Oftentimes, anyway, that's how people feel. So I think that you have a great perspective where you bring the science, or you have that thought process of the science behind you that would make for a great relationship coaching. If somebody wants to connect with you in that area around relationship coaching, how would they do that?
Easily. They can contact me at info@davinajanelle.com. That's info@davinajanelle.com. Shoot me an email and tell me what you want to talk about, and I will send you my schedule, and you'll book it, and we can have a 15-minute free session just to make sure we're a good fit.
All right, so there is your offer right there. And so, you know, outside of, you know, the work that you do, you definitely actively volunteer within your community, and you've got two beautiful cats, so we don't want to leave out the cat lovers. And that's listening in. Shout out to my sister who's listening, who loves cats also. And so let's talk about this writing venture you did. You joined in with a bunch of ladies and said, you know what, let's put together our perspective in this amazing, newly best-selling release, Unchained My Legacy. And so did you always know that you would write or contribute to a book project?
I knew I always wanted to write, but I had to push myself to
mm-hmm.
actually do it. I would sit down some days and write out my title, my book, and what it was going to be, and then I would close it. And I'm like, oh, I'll do it next week. And the next week turned into
mm-hmm.
a month and a year, you know. And then after, you know, finally being in Black Therapist Rock group, the founder of it, Doreen, was like, I know somebody, and I think you should reach out to her. So I did. I reached out to Audra Upchurch, who is the main author of the book, and she interviewed me, which I was not expecting to be interviewed for a book. And I was like, I like this lady. And I was like, you know what? I think, you know, I said, you know, this is the time is right. I can't want everything to be perfect. I got to have all this done and together before I write my book. I was like, you know what? You want to write a book? You keep saying you're going to write a book. Sit down and write the book.
Yeah.
And I said, and I sat down and I wrote the book. And it was not easy. You know, it was a very emotional process, writing a book, especially when you're talking about yourself.
Yes. Wow. And so big shout out to Duran Young, friend of the show, and Audra Upchurch, the visionary author for Unchained My Legacy. You guys heard her last show. And if you've been hanging out on my Instagram today, I dropped a little clip of that interview. So that's why that name sounds familiar to those of you that are listening in. And so how did you decide, did you know when she presented this book project and kind of the general topic, did you know exactly, okay, I have something that I can contribute that would be, you know, worthwhile and a value for listeners, readers, or did you have to kind of sit down and think, what do I want to contribute?
I had to sit down. I was kind of like, I'm going through a lot in my marriage, in my divorce. And I was like, kind of like, do I really want to put that out there for people to read, people who are in my field who might see that, or future clients, or future people I might date or get in a relationship with, or just meet. It was kind of like, do I really want to write about that, or do I really want to give them just a little bit, or you know, make it sound cute? But at the same time, I'm Davina Janelle. I'm open. I'm up on front. Take me as I am. So I said, bump it. You're gonna get the whole truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth, and you're going to get the story, and you're going to get it, and take it for what it is. Hopefully you'll learn something from it. So it was a little, so I did that, and I was also kind of nervous, like my mom and my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Reading this stuff, because they know about my relationship, but I don't know if they knew, they didn't know everything I've gone through. So that was also scary in itself.
Yeah. You know, it's always, I think, with these types of, you know, open up your heart type chapters that are written, you know, it's so many different, you know, it's like you've got to deal with your emotions, but then you've also got to think, well, what is this person going to think, and what is this, and how do I protect them, and but yet still tell my truth. And so tell us a little bit about what we can find in your chapter of Unchain My Legacy.
Oh, you're going to find a roller coaster.
Roller coaster ride.
A roller coaster. You're going to be hit with emotions. You're going to understanding what is love? What does love look like? Are you really in love? You're going to get hit with moments where you're going to want to find my ex-husband and fight him. I've had lots of people message me like, where is he at? I'm like, no, sweetheart, we don't go to jail. You can't fight him. You're going to have moments where you're going to look at me and like, what is she doing? Why is she still there? You know? And then you're going to hit that moment where you're like, thank God. She found herself. Mm. She chose her own happiness. And that's why I titled it, I Chose My Own Happiness.
Oh, I love how you said that. And that's so great, because the title of the book, listeners, Unchain My Legacy. And that, I think, fits right in. While people are listening in, how can they purchase a copy of the book?
Absolutely. You can go to davina.unchainmylegacy.com and purchase. One, two, give it to a friend. Give it to a sister or somebody else you know who's going through a divorce. You can even give it to a male. I know a lot of people say the book is geared to a female, but my story can actually help a guy who's actually also going through a divorce or in a relationship, because we all want to experience our own happiness. But as adults, we're sometimes taught to be that, you know, wanting to be happy for yourself is selfish.
Right.
And I had to learn that it's not selfish. You know, giving up my dreams, my goals is something I need to pursue. I don't want those regrets when I'm 70 or 80. Or I could have did this. I should have did this. But no, I gave it up.
Oh, wow. That is such a place in life where I am right now. Definitely is. I do not want to look back with any regrets. There was a study that was done that talked to like 60 plus year olds and talked to 20 plus year olds. And the question was asked, what do you regret? And the 20 year old started naming all the things that they did. You know, I did this, I had this bad night in college, and you know, the things that they did. But when they got to the 50 plus, 60 plus, they regretted things they did not do, things they had not had an opportunity to do. So we in hashtag no regrets over here, me and Davina. So y'all, the rest of y'all, come on in. Join us.
Absolutely. And just to give a little tea in my book, because you got the first book if you want the whole story. I would have regret had the day my ex-husband told me, as a woman, I'm supposed to give up my dreams and my goals to follow him as a man. If I would have believed in that, I can assure you, 50, 60, 70, I would have looked back and been like, wow, I could have been this. But I'm not. Because I listened to what he said.
And you know what? This is such a great place to stick a pin. And I do want to shout out one of your co-authors is listening in, Tanya R. Moore. Thank you. She's been on the show as well. Because he was bold enough to say it, to verbalize it. But then there's sometimes people are in relationships and the guy does not verbally say it, but his behaviors, here we go back to that again, and actions don't support your dreams and don't support your goals. And those should be red flags, right? Aren't those red flags for relationships?
Those are red flags, and it's seeing those red flags. And so sometimes we see them and we're like, oh, it's a red flag. It's not that red, you know. It's not red enough. But it's, you know,
it's
I don't care if it's light red. It's red enough. That should be a red flag for you. Like, okay, is this the life I want? You know, is this going to give me the happiness that I want? Is this going to fulfill me completely, mentally, spiritual, or whatever you need at that moment? If it's not, you might want to sit back and reevaluate the relationship, yourself, mm-hmm. and the situation.
Reevaluate. Oh, my goodness, listeners, you're getting all the good tea today. Davina, tell people how they can connect with you online and any other types of ways that they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram at Davina Janelle, Facebook, Davina Janelle. I keep it real simple. And email at Davina Janelle, info@DavinaJanelle.com. If you're out there and you're a parent that has a child with developmental disability and you're needing some type of parent support, I do advocacy for that. You can reach out to me via email, or you can reach out to me on Instagram at Behavior Unlocked.
Oh, that's good. And when would someone, what type of situation would they need, you know, kind of like that advocate, that, you know, that support from you?
A lot of times when parents get that first diagnosis that their child has a developmental disability, they get a paper, they get a thing, they're like, your child has this, here's a sheet with a list of providers, goodbye.
Wow.
And they're sitting there like, okay, what's next? You just told me my child has this. You gave me this packet. I'm overwhelmed. I'm stressed. I don't know how to navigate this system to get my child the help that they need. So parents typically come to me, and I help them navigate that system, finding that speech therapist, that occupational therapist, that behavior analyst, how to get ready for an IEP, how to get state funding, state assistance. So I help them navigate the system so that they're not as stressed, and also understanding that it's not their fault.
Yeah.
And I get, especially with my my clients who are from South America, Central America, or the Caribbean, they have a big tendency to think it's their fault that their child has autism or Down syndrome or something like that. So I kind of help them now. It's not your fault, you know, and it's not the end of the world. Just because your child has that, that does not mean that they can't function in life like any other child.
That's good. And you know the resources, and you cut down and cut out them kind of like fumbling around and trying to figure out what to do next, because you know the resources. And so I think that is what is so critical.
Yes, and I'm working with families just as a behaviorist. I kind of got frustrated with seeing my clients frustrated.
Right. And so it's like, okay, I've got to be able to help people. I have the resources, so let me do that. So how do you balance all of this? Because I clearly can see you do a lot of amazing things. How do you take time for yourself and kind of that personal care time?
Oh, absolutely. 7:30, 8:00, it shuts down.
All right.
a client, family member, you can leave a voicemail. It's an emergency. Because I need that time for myself to wind down. I'm at the gym six days a week.
Oh, go ahead.
Zumba, kickboxing, weight training, you name it, I'm there. It's is good physically for my body, mentally. Mm-hmm. It keeps me sane.
yes.
And so I'm there, and I'm also, I also meditate. I meditate on the week, twice the week, and particularly mostly Sundays. I take time to meditate and
okay.
try to do yoga. Not quite there yet, but I'm working on it. So I take time for me, and I also take one day in the week, in the weekday, off, and I go do me. I go to a spa. I go shop. I might just sit at home and do nothing. But I take that time for me. I had to learn how to do that because I'm used to being on the go. I had to learn.
Yeah. Well, I love that. And that's why I wanted you to share that so that listeners, you can, you know, understand and comprehend that there's balance. And so great, great, great. So we want you to pick up a copy of Unchain My Legacy. Davina Janelle, one of the amazing co-authors in this book. Tell them one more time how they can get a copy.
Absolutely. You can get it at Davina, D-A-V-I-N-A .unchainmylegacy.com. Grab one, grab two, give it to a friend, give it to whoever. I promise you, we have 12 amazing authors in here with wonderful stories. There's something for everybody in this book.
All right, something for everybody. And my last question, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What continues to motivate me? Partly some of my parents motivate me. I'm very, very close to my mom and my dad, and they're always pushing me to strive. And they always say, like, better than what they were, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents motivate me. And also, I try to be my own motivator. I'll be honest with you. I get up every morning, and I look at myself, and I go, girl, you are amazing. You are beautiful. And you are going to take over the world one day. I did that in the mirror. I learned that from Oprah on the Oprah show, but I made it my own. And I sit in the mirror and I tell myself that every day after I get out of the shower. And then I go out. So I try to be my own motivator as well.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the show. And we just wish you much more continued success.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor to be on here.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you. All right. Listeners, we are going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be moving right into our second segment. My guest, Tony M. Winston, Follow the Pink Squirrel, is hanging out in the virtual green room. So I know she's enjoying some virtual salad, some virtual chicken salad, and some virtual tea, lemonade. And she's going to be coming back with us in our second segment. So listen, pull out those vision boards, get your eyes on them. Do you know where your vision board is? Do you know where those dreams and visions you had early in the year? I want you to pull it out. We're going to be chatting it up. So don't you move. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Water conservation is especially on people's minds during dry periods, but it's important all the time. One place to save water is in the home landscape. Irrigate in the early morning hours and apply no more than 3/4 of an inch of water. Make sure your irrigation system is working properly and isn't leaking. Remove weeds when you see them, keep fertilizing to a minimum, and water grass only when it starts to wilt. This public service announcement is brought to you by Gardening in a Minute. For more information about water conservation, visit gardeninginaminute.com or contact your University of Florida IFAS County Extension Office.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Welcome back. So glad to have all of you joining us. Jumping right on into our second segment. We're excited. Listen, back by popular demand, friends of the show, friends of our brand, we are excited, super excited to have Toni M. Winston joining us. Listen, she refers to herself as the pink squirrel because of her need to move to and fro, maximizing on several areas of interest at one time. You know what? It's all about purpose and it's all about goal of mine. Listen, she is a lifestyle and resource coach. She's an author. She's a meeting and event planner. She is an organic gardener. We can throw in blingologist now. She's got these amazing Converse that she can bling out and more. And I'm really excited to have Toni stopping by because in particular, she is the founder, the creator, the facilitator for From Vision to Victory, a victory board event workshop. It's like your vision board on steroids. And she's been doing a lot of activity in this area. And so I thought it would be a good time of year to bring Toni in a little bit past the halfway mark, halfway through the summer. And we want to kind of rev up what you got going on with your vision. And we just want to check in with Toni because she's like super cool like that. All right. So I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. Toni Winston, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. How are you doing today?
I am good. It's raining, but all is well.
Yes. The seed, listen, the seed in the ground needs rain. So those of us that have seed in the ground, we know we need a little bit of rain sometimes. So,
amen.
Yes, listen, you can pull out. Look, I should have added tambourineologist on your bio.
Oh yes, let me go find that.
Yeah. So thank you so much for just carving out a little bit of your time today, and just just stepping in and chatting with us. And so you've been doing we know you for your vision. To your vision board, your victory, vision to victory board event. But you've been doing a lot of that recently in corporate America. And so, you know, a lot of times we think about just like outside of work. But in your opinion, like how does it help, employees in a company if their employees are focused on their vision and getting victory there?
For me, I think that a lot of times when we're at work, we believe that we're there to bring our total selves for work to the table. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be the best employee. I want to have the best skill set. I want to do the best job I can do. But sometimes we have goals outside of work.
And mm-hmm. I feel like if we can tap into those things and we find our whole self external to work, we can bring who we really are into work. Because if we're not happy in our mm-hmm. outside lives, it won't manifest in our work lives. So I just think once we can kind of tap into who we really are as individuals, we can really show up and perform for someone else.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so well said. And I have to mention you're a wife, you're a mom, active in the community. You do all of these things, and you also, have a superwoman hat or superwoman cape tucked somewhere, because then you still also maintain a full-time position at a national company. And so what's interesting is you did one of your, events for a nonprofit, and then it was like Gwen got to it, and then within corporate America, it just started going around like, hey, we need this. And so what have been the reaction, of people, that have experienced your workshop?
I will say that people have told me that they really enjoyed it. I've had one girl who said that was the first time she'd ever created a board, and it was really helpful and something she wanted to utilize. And for me, I think, in corporate America, you think you show up to work to do your job. But when mm-hmm. people start to look at what you're doing external to the job, and they mm-hmm. appreciate it and understand that your employees can use it for development, because that's how they're using it nowadays. It's not just, I want a house, I want a car. But it's just about the total person and bringing your whole self to the table. So people are just like, my group needs this. Can we bring you in for this group? And it's just like you said, it's taken off, and it's really taken off in an arena that I hadn't planted any seeds, I will say. I feel like I had done some things external, and I was just being myself, living my life, and trying to help others and be a benefit to others and share my message and share my story. And people who may have worked in companies saw me external to corporate America and felt like it would be great for their groups. And initially I was surprised, like, who, me? But I say that a lot too. But people have really been really receptive. People have been really like, we need more. It's like at one particular company, the scissors are just being passed from one group to the other. And it's just really fulfilling to see how it has taken off.
All right. And so for somebody that's listening saying, okay, from vision to victory, from a vision board to a victory board, what's the difference in what you normally hear, vision board versus vision to victory?
My take on it is a vision is just something you see. I see myself here. I see myself there. I see myself doing these things. It's what I see. But when I say mm-hmm. a victory board, I feel like once we see ourselves in these places, now we need to create some steps to get us there. So if you're just seeing yourself and not taking any action steps, then there won't be a victory. So, yeah, we can post it on the board and make it look nice, but what next? So in my sessions, what I do is I share some steps for you to take to get to the next level. And they may be some things that are just reminders, some extra tools in your tool belt, but it's just something for you to think about, okay, now that I say I want to do these things, how do I really make that happen? How do I manifest the victory?
What is the next step? An execution and implementation board that's what this is all about. That is what this is
yes.
all about.
Yes.
Take some action. And so can you share with our listeners, again, we're midsummer, a little bit past the midway of the year. A lot of people, a lot of times do vision boards at the beginning of the year, end of the year. And so now, they might be collecting a little bit of dust. Do you have maybe three tips you could share with our listeners about kind of putting some fire back under their vision so that they can get to victory?
Yes, I can. So I feel like if you have a board, whether it was this year, last year, or whatever, locate the board. And when you locate the board, I hope you have it up and looking at it, because that's how you hold yourself accountable, seeing it every day. But once you locate it, review your board, and whatever progress you've made, I think the first step is to congratulate yourself on starting. Congratulate yourself on acknowledging this is where I want to go. This is what I have done. This is what I'm going to do. But a lot of times when we make accomplishments, we just move on to the next thing. We don't celebrate where we are in the process. So I think find your board. Don't feel like, oh, I've kind of slacked off, so let me start over. No, just celebrate what you have done, even if it's little as I've created it, or if I've accomplished three or four things on there. Acknowledge those things. Acknowledge those victories. Okay, the next thing I would do is I would see what was left, and I would reevaluate, is this still valid? Is it still of value? Is it still where I want to head? You know, think about, does it fit my life? Also think about, do I need to make changes? Think about, do I need to remove some of this because it just feels too overwhelming? So get your board, because sometimes when you're putting stuff on there, you're like, I want this, I want that, I want this, 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 this. And then you're like, oh, can I do that? And you have a sense of overwhelm. So just reevaluate what's left, how to make it work with where you're heading, and if it really works for where you want to go. So that's the second thing I would do, reevaluate what's left. And then I would reconnect in a way that works for me. Like, what motivates me? What helps me get things done? Like, some people like accountability partners. Some people like tracking mechanisms. Some people like lists. Some people like posting stuff on their social media pages so people can know, oh, she's working towards this. This is what she's done. So find a way to connect to those things that you're trying to accomplish and carve out something that will work for you, that will actually make you work on those things. Because if we don't have a connection with whatever it is, wherever it is we're trying to go, then it's more than likely it's not going to happen. So my three tips are, once again, to celebrate what you've done, reevaluate what's left to do, and to make sure you connect with those things in a way that will help you accomplish.
Ah, oh, that's good. Now, do you ever think that we can add it to our boards, or do we just start a new board? Okay.
No, just ask what you have. Why start over? Sometimes I've seen people who have created things that once you create something, you've accomplished something, you remove it and you add something else. You can thumbtack it or whatever, but I don't think it always has to be about creating a whole new board, because then you go into creating 10, 15 things that you initially hadn't desired to start on. If it's one more thing, put it up there. Put it somewhere where you can see it. It doesn't even have to be on a board. Put it on your mirror. Hang it from your car visor. Just put it somewhere where you can see it, and just add that one new thing and keep going.
Keep going, keep moving. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and you're listening to Tony Winston. Follow the pink squirrel from Vision to Victory, a Victory Board event and workshop, and we're just sharing some tips for you so you can put your vision board on steroids. And so, Tony, is this process something that is good for kids as well as, you know, senior citizens, all the way through senior citizens?
It's good for anybody. I've actually done a senior group, and children need to learn early, you know, this is what we need to do, this is where we're headed. You know, I feel like I've had a person say they didn't have any goals. Everybody has a goal. Everybody has something they're trying to accomplish. But even when I did the senior group, I will say this, that was a little challenging for me. But it was a bit challenging, but I had one lady who said, all I want to do is get me some rest. I said, well, we can make that happen. I said, well, we might need to find you some good mattresses. We might need to remind you that you need to go to bed at a certain time. You might need your good alarm clock. There are things that we can do to help you get what you need. But, you know, you think sometimes about seniors and you feel like they've accomplished everything. But sometimes you just need reminders about everyday life. It doesn't have to be that I'm climbing some big mountain, going on some big excursion. It could just be some simple things that you need constant reminders about.
Oh, that's good. Because we always think it's the huge, big, gigantic, you know, I want to be on Oprah. I want to have the five-car garage. I want to have the, you know, retire at such and such. When that, you know, that beautiful senior citizen just said, I want rest. And so don't compare your vision to anyone else's vision. They're all equal. They all equally have the same weight.
I agree. You know, what you need and what I need are two different things. You might be chasing a dream. My dream might just be to eat well. My dream might be to sleep well. My dream might be to have peace of mind. I might not need the cars or the home. I might not need the big corporate job. I might not need the millions of dollars. I just may need peace in my life. And sometimes we need to remind ourselves, I need peace. I need, you know, something small. Just a small thing.
but ends up being huge, ends up being huge. And so if right. someone's listening saying, I need to have Toni Winston come to my organization, my church, my nonprofit, what have you, how can they connect with you?
Well, of course, you can email me. I'm at tonym.winston@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook as Toni Winston. I think I'm on Instagram as Follow the Pink Squirrel or Miss Toni Moni. But email me or go to my website, which is followthepinksquirrel.com, and all of my social media and my email handles are on the page. Click the button, and you will get me.
All right. And Toni, it was such an honor that we were able to have at the first annual hashtag Coaching with Vet pop-up conference in Richmond. You did an actual vision to victory board at my conference. And I got to just be transparent, listeners. I put the vision to victory board in Toni's section on the end of our Saturday because I thought, well, I don't know how many people will want to do a vision board. I just didn't really know. So I put it at the end of my Saturday event during the conference so that I could give people an out, you know, if they wanted to duck out early or maybe they already had a vision board. But I got to tell you, it was the highlight of the first annual conference. And that was we're coming up on our third conference this year. But Toni, thank you so much. It was just everybody stayed. And everybody yes. was just really, you know, engaged and involved. And so we're sneak peek, hot off the press, listeners. We're going to do it again this year. We have Toni coming back, but we're gonna do a little bit, you know, late night. We're not gonna give it too much, Toni, but you are coming back
okay,
again.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you have, and now we can share some tea. We can, if you want to share a little bit, you can.
Yes, so a lot of people always say, I got a vision board. I've done a vision board. You know, I've done this before. What makes this different? And some people don't. But for a lot of us who do have them, we're going to resuscitate our vision boards, and we're going to talk about how we're going to reconnect with them and make this something that is a part of our everyday lives, not just something we do on an annual basis or we check in twice a year. We just want to make it a part of who we are. So be sure to come to the pop-up workshop, pop-up conference, because I'm going to be there, and people say I'm funny, so it's going to be a good time.
yes, so we are excited to have you, and those shout out, hey girl, hey, to any of our community members that are listening in. We are so excited that you are also one of the official admins in my Facebook group and my community, and you add so much value. So listeners, if you are a female entrepreneur and you want to be in my Facebook group, just go to heygirlhey.today. Just on your web browser, just like you would any other website, go to heygirlhey.today and you can get into the community. But yes, we're excited, Toni, that you are going to be joining us on the Friday of the conference, which is December 7th and December 8th. So go to heygirlhey.biz for information about that. And early bird tickets will be going on sale. Private, our first private VIP group will get a chance to buy tickets. Then we'll be opening it up to everyone else. So we're excited that you're going to be back for that. Now, we got to talk about, you know, I called you a blingologist.
Okay,
but we
okay,
gotta,
okay.
But you give us the right term and all of that. So tell us one of your newer projects that you have in the pipeline right now.
One of my newer projects is iblingyoubling.com. In all honesty, I know in the group we talk about branding and who you are and having good photos and X, Y, and Z, and how if you've seen Charvette's pictures, you see that she shot with the wonderful Kimmy James. And well, she's Kimmy Tuckweiler now, but, you know, I shoot with her as well. And I wanted something for my shoot that was a little different. And I'm the type of person, because you've heard, I'm a pink squirrel. If I see it and I believe I can do it, I'm going to work on it. So I was like, well, I'm going to do my shoes. I'm going to make my shoes. But I also have a motto, not on sale, not on me. So I picked a pair of shoes that were on sale. I got all the materials. I YouTubed several times and everything, followed some people online. And I made my first pair of shoes. And I'm not going to lie, they were hot. I was like, oh, you did that. So then I had people who were like, I like your shoes. Can I get a pair? Or just people said they like my shoes. And I was like, oh, okay. So I made a pair for Leticia of Job Zone 123. I said that right?
Yes.
And I made them for her birthday. 123 Job Zone, sorry. I made a pair for her birthday. And she can be the wind in your back. She's really supportive. And she was like, I wore my shoes, and people asked about them. And I was like, okay.
Yes.
And then she was like, well, you need a website because people don't ask about them. I was like, all right. You know, really dismissive about it. And I know that sometimes I can be dismissive about things that I bring to the table. But she's like, no, people are going to want these. And I'm like, all right. So then she was going to a conference earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, I'm on my way to a conference. I'm at the conference. Are you ready? I'm like, ready for what? People are going to want to know where I got these shoes from. I said, give me 15 minutes. I already got the domain name. Let me go and try to mock up this site real quick. She said, okay. She said, I'm heading downstairs. And she went downstairs in her shoes, and I got my first official sale. And it was for community member Dio, who was having a conference. And she was like, I need these next Saturday. So everybody don't put in a request for the express order, but I made them. And from there, I just started posting them, and they have been to an eighth grade dance. They have been to several conferences. They have been to a family reunion recently. So it's just something that, in all honesty, it's really relaxing for me. People see it, and they feel like, oh, that takes a lot of your time. It's like, it's not thankless because every pair is different. But it was just like people always talk about having various streams of income, and I think it just you don't want to take for granted talent you may have. And a lot of times you might say, "Well, this is not the lane I want to be in." But if it's the lane that's working for you in the moment, you know, stand in it. I'm not saying stand in it to the point where it's a burden, but if it's something you don't mind doing and it's generating income, you know, like Charvette says, monetize your platform.
There you go.
So I have an audience. People have asked about it. Somebody actually, today I'm at work in my corporate job, and a girl was like, you at your desk? I was like, yeah. I picked up my own sneakers. Can you do these for me? I was like, oh, okay, not expecting it. But it's just something that I've been doing. I've been enjoying it, and it's actually been a good money maker for me. And not that everything is about money, but I enjoy the creativity.
We are in busy for money.
We are in business for money, right? It's not free. And but it's just been really good, and it's just been something that I like. I like to see the pictures. I like to sit there and think about what I'm going to do. Like someone just went to a family reunion this weekend, and she said, oh, every bit of light was hitting these rhinestones. She said, I told them no plastic here. She said, they felt like I was a strobe light. I was like, well, you know, I like to provide a quality product. And it's just been really good for me. It's been really good for me.
Wow. And so, listeners, Converse, you know, pearls and rhinestones and just covered. And then you also, I saw one young lady, I think she was going like to a junior prom. You did her shoes.
Yeah.
And you blinged out her pocketbook.
Right. I delivered the shoes, and they were like, oh, we on our way to look for a purse. We don't know what we're going to do. I was like, let me see what I can find, and I'll let you know. Did a little digging, and I was like, here we go. And they were happy. Just had to make sure that the phone fit in it, you know.
Yeah.
But, yes, I do a handbag, too. You know, probably can bling a little bit of anything, but right now my lane is Converse and handbags. And I'm sure if I'm pushed out of my lane, you'll get something you like.
Well, and so I think this really plays into your event planning, your meeting and event planning space, because you decorate, you know, with events as well. So it's all of that kind of creative energy, you know, that you have. So it, you know, it plays right along. And so for your meeting and event planning, are you doing weddings? Are you doing, you know, what are the types of events that you would like to do right now?
In the past, I played the role as the wedding coordinator, full service. with an assistant, and we kind of outsourced or brought in vendors for things like the photography, the decor, and stuff like that. Most recently, I've helped people just get their ideas off the ground, because I really feel like more than anything, the lane that I like to play, the lane I like to be in is an idea generator, because mm-hmm. that allows me to utilize my time wisely and allow people to execute. But given the right conditions and given the right ask, I will decorate. But I really like the whole idea generating. But if you're willing to trust me with your process and just you show up and you see what you get based on what we've discussed, I'm your girl. But a lot of parameters, that's just I feel like it stunts my creativity. Like, we can get a baseline and we can go from there, you know, but I feel like in the end, everybody will be happy. So if you need some conversation, you need some vendor referrals, you need some decor ideas, you even need to know how to source certain items, reach out. I'm here for that. You know, that's me.
All right. So more of that consulting role. I love that with the meeting and event planning space. And so I can't leave out your book and that you have and that is available. Are you planning to write any more books in the near future?
Yes, I actually just need to hit publish on Caroline's Hair.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, Caroline's Hair is just kind of a sequel to My Hair's Fuzzy, My Hair's Cute. My Hair's Fuzzy, My Hair's Cute is just really teaching little girls to love who they are and love what they have. Caroline's Hair is about two little girls, and in the book, the little girl really envies what Caroline has. She wants to be like Caroline. But she doesn't realize that Caroline wants to be like her. So just like My Hair's Fuzzy, My Hair's Cute, we just have to learn to appreciate what we have, because what we have is great. You know, sometimes we diminish what it is that we bring to the table in terms of how we look, what we offer. And you're envying one person and somebody else is like, I want what you got. So learn to stand in who we are, you know, and love ourselves in grace.
Oh, so when can we expect to see more about that, since all you have to do is hit the publish button?
I'm going to say what I really would like to happen is to debut it around the Thanksgiving time frame.
Okay.
Or a little before introducing that. It will make a great Christmas gift for some kids or whatever. So I'm thinking Thanksgiving, offering some specials, even on the first book, if you don't have it, and making it available towards the end of the year.
All right. So, listeners, stay tuned and keep your eye out for Toni M. Winston. Follow the Pink Squirrel. So, Toni, how can they connect with you on social media?
Toni Winston. You can find me on Toni Winston, and you can find me at Miss Toni Moni. I'm accepting offering requests. I'll take that back. Most friend requests. Offer requests aren't good friend requests, but if you're looking to connect with me, join me on Facebook or Instagram, or go to my website, followthepinksquirrel.com, and you can click on any of those social media buttons or the email link, and you will definitely get me, and I will respond.
Awesome. And I have tagged Toni on my Facebook post, facebook.com/Charvette, and that's a public post, so you don't even have to be in my friends list. You can connect there with Toni and with Follow the Pink Squirrel. Really, really simple and really easy. And then also, if you're hanging out listening from Charvette.com, the website link for her website is right there in the blog post. Plus, you can read her full blog right there. We made it super simple for you. So my last question, Toni, tell us, what motivates you? What continues to keep you motivated? Because the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence.
What keeps me motivated? I will say, one is my mini-me, Skylar. I want her to understand that there are no limits. And I want her to understand that she can do all things. So that keeps me motivated. And I think people motivate me to be the best me that I can be. And I feel like I can take that best me and help others. So somehow I just feel like I need to help. I want to bring mm-hmm. everybody along. And I understand everybody's not coming. Everybody doesn't want to come. But I feel like just being the best me helps me be helps me help you be the best you.
Oh, that's good. And we love Skylar here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Is there
Thank
a birthday?
You.
Is there a birthday?
Me, anybody? September. I got a little while.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right, so maybe I read something wrong on social media. So, yes, we love Skylar. And so thank
oh,
you so
Skylar
much, Tommy.
Oh, that was Michelle. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Michelle Gregory. That's our Mimi. Yeah, that is
oh,
her birthday.
Okay. Okay, I knew I saw something really quickly when I was on social media. And then shout out to your hubby, too. Shout out to him.
Yes, shout out to him. He is the one who keeps me going. He deals with all of my shenanigans. If I say I want him, he's like, okay. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, don't ask, just do. So, yes, he's really helpful, and I love him, and I love that he supports where I'm going, and he supports my connection with you, Charvette. So that's really
yeah.
helpful. And thanks Aww. For letting me be a part.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, it only gets better from here. We only going to the top from here. So
thank you.
All right. Well, we will talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, that wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. You know what? We love you guys, and we appreciate you. And we'll see you later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.